choiceless awareness meditation, coming to sit in a comfortable and upright position, feeling your spine erect, feeling the contact and the support, feeling the sensations in your body, and dropping in, allowing your attention to come to the breath and noticing the feeling of the breath as it flows in and out of your body. And noticing where you feel the breath in the body. Allowing your attention and awareness to rest here. Allowing yourself to soften into your practice. With a gentleness and an ease, as your attention lightly rests on the breath, the place that you feel it in your body. With a sense of your whole body sitting here, feeling sensation in the body, perhaps noticing pleasant or unpleasant, perhaps noticing the places of neutrality, without searching, just resting in awareness. Noticing if your mind wanders into thought or emotion. Just in this part of the meditation, allowing your awareness to rest gently on the breath. Just one breath at a time. As it flows in and out. And sensing your whole body breathing. Allowing yourself to hold an awareness, whatever is here in this moment and in this breath, exactly as it is, accepting yourself exactly as you are. Just one breath at a time. Let's shift our attention to include the domain of sound. Noticing the sounds that are all around you. Allowing the sounds to make their way to your ears without having to reach out or do anything, just allowing the sounds to come to you. Noticing if there's any effort on your part to hear the sounds, and as best you can, just softening, allowing the sounds to make their way to your ears. As though you could feel the sound. Noticing if the mind labels. For now, just hearing with your whole body the sound. Noticing if there are preferences or an attachment. Oh, I like this sound, or I don't like this sound. And just noticing that. Allowing it to soften or dissolve if it arises. And resting in the field of the awareness of sound. In this way, we can know so much about our world through this domain of hearing. Noticing if your mind wanders, allowing your awareness to come back to hearing. And if you care to, let's redirect our attention to the domain of thinking. Perhaps in parts of your meditation you spend a lot of time pushing away the thoughts. And at this part of our practice, we're going to rest in the awareness of thoughts, allowing the thoughts to come through the field of awareness, allowing our awareness to softly touch the thought, to see it, to feel it, for the thought to be known without getting drawn in or attached to the thought, just allowing thoughts to come and go. You may notice that some thoughts come with an emotional charge. And perhaps you notice sensation in your body that accompany thoughts. Allowing this awareness to be known and felt. And without attaching or getting drawn in or caught, just allowing yourself to softly rest in the awareness of the thought. So it's like a thought could be like a cloud in the sky, and it comes and it passes. And you're like the sky, watching the thought pass through. So in this way, we can come to observe our thoughts, knowing what's on our minds, knowing what's in our heart. You can treat them like events, like bubbles coming up in a pot of boiling water. And they can come and go. And if we don't pursue them and the emotions that come through, they just dissipate. Allowing awareness to hold it all, as if thoughts and feelings, they were sounds, and recognizing how you can get pulled in or where you get pulled in. And this is brilliant, the awareness of this knowing, of this seeing. Thoughts come and go like waves on the sea. And we're just riding the waves. We're not resisting or pushing or pulling. Just observing. And perhaps there are no thoughts, and opening to the spaciousness of that, which is brilliant and beautiful. Just breathing in the awareness of whatever is here in the domain of thinking. And in this last part of our practice, we'll expand our awareness into this part that we call choiceless awareness. So this is the practice of no practice, where we open up and expand our awareness to allow and include everything. The body, the breath, the sounds, thoughts and emotions. In this part of our practice, we're opening and expanding to include everything in our field of awareness. So rather than focusing on one aspect, we're opening up and expanding to include everything. And if it ever feels overwhelming, coming back to sensing the body sitting here, or the breath, or sounds, or thoughts, whatever feels most comfortable for you, whatever will be supportive in your practice. So in this way, we can sit with a sense of stability and openness to what is here. And moment by moment, reestablishing yourself, if you notice that you've gotten lost or carried off, anchoring your attention and opening up, being so vast and open, creating spaciousness. So it's like you're like the sky, like this vast open space, allowing awareness to see and feel and hold it all. And this quality of awareness is actually native to the mind. This is the mind's natural state. It's our true nature. And it can feel foreign to us because we spend so much time paying attention to other things. In this way, we're coming to know ourselves in this deep and intimate way. Touching the stillness that is inside. And it is accessible in all of our moments if we take the time to be with ourselves in this way. It gives us this whole dimension of being, to come to our senses, all of them, and to wake up to who we really are. To feeling into this being. And we'll close our practice with the sound of the bells. Do it all. In Tibetan, this is called the Great Natural Perfection. And in Chinese Zen, it's called the Silent Illumination. It is available in all moments and takes a lifetime of training. It is not an advanced practice. It's just a practice. Being who you are, outside of time and underneath thought. Like an empty mirror. It gives us this whole other dimension of being in which to be touched by the world and to touch others and their joy and their pain, in which to come to our senses, all of them, and to wake up to who we really are. The Navajo have a saying, "May you walk in beauty." And Jon Kabat-Zinn says, "May you recognize that you already do and that you already are." We'll close our practice with the sound of the bells.